George, let's get into JFK.
Yeah, sure.
This is an incredible story that you document in the book for members only. Mm-hmm. And I think for everyone to know the perspective of what may have happened to Kennedy, don't we also have to begin with his father and his father's role with the mob? How important is that?
It's critical because during, we talked about Prohibition briefly. During the Prohibition, there was a real shortage of booze. And Joe Kennedy had all the contacts in Ireland and Great Britain. So he actually imported, illegally, of course, booze. And Frank Costello acted sort of like his distribution network.
Yeah, he had the mob as his distributors, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Cutty Sark, right?
That's exactly how it all started.
Yeah.
Therefore, the Kennedy money all came from illegal booze. Now, therefore, he had a connection with the mob. So as the boys grew up and got into politics, and by the way, politics was very corrupt. Duh.
It's all cleaned up now. Now it's nice and shiny. Yeah.
Sure. Oh, no, it's just fine today.
Yeah.
But in those days, it was amazing. And that's documented, some of it, in the book.
Did the boys know what Dad was doing?
You have to know. You have to believe that they did. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Where did Dad get the money, you know? Mm. But anyway, therefore, there was a connection with the Kennedy family and the mob that dated back to their father. Then when it came time for, Russia put missiles into Cuba, it actually coincided with a time when key mafia members, Sally Burns, Meyer Lansky, Giancano, Trafficante, they had all sunk millions of dollars into making Cuba the new Las Vegas.
As a matter of fact, I think they wanted it to be beyond Las Vegas, didn't they?
Absolutely.
Without restrictions and legalese and things like that.
They wouldn't have feds all over them. They could do anything they wanted to, and they didn't have income tax. All they had to do is grease the palm of Batista.
Yeah, you didn't have the gaming commissions. And Batista, they gave him, the mob gave him millions of dollars. He skimmed, didn't he?
Yeah.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And so consequently, Meyer Lansky, for example, had sunk literally his entire wealth that he had accumulated over decades into his hotel and casino complex. When Castro came in and took over.
And of which no one predicted, George. The FBI, government, nobody thought Castro and his little band of militants was going to be able to overthrow Batista, who had the government supporting him, the mob, and also whatever Cuban army was around at the time.
And that's exactly right. And that is what actually caused the real problems with Kennedy, because this small-time guerrilla has now taken over all their businesses. Get him out of there. And so Kennedy put together this covert team of Cuban refugees and worked with the CIA to ultimately invade Cuba and therefore kick out Castro.
This is the Bay of Pigs.
That would mean that the mafia would therefore be able to go back to their hotels and business would be as usual.
What happened, though, George? Why did Kennedy back down? He was supposed to send in heavy bombers and jets and planes. He backed down. Instead, this small band of mercenaries go into Cuba. Castro's army destroys them. The mob hates Kennedy. You know, they call him every word in the book for backing him. Why did he back down?
I really believe it had to do with the fact that we found out many years later that Castro had the support of Russia. And Russia was, in fact, our bitter enemy, but also were a nuclear power. And I think what he saw We don't know, but you can bet that Russian leaders called Kennedy and said, lay off.
But didn't the mafia also have their hands on Castro? Castro was in the mafia's pockets as well. It was a no-lose situation for the mob if Castro took over.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, he was the backup,
yeah,
wasn't he?
But they were fine.
You see, the mafia did not realize that Castro was lying to them. He was into the communists owning and running everything.
He never had any intention of letting the mob take over keep those casinos, did he?
That is correct.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that.
So
and therefore, what happened is that when Kennedy just basically stopped the whole affair of the Bay of Pigs and let everybody rot in hell, there were all these mob guys who were helping the CIA. There were also the CIA people who were left out to die. And they were either murdered, arrested, tortured, whatever.
They were all stuck in Cuba.
Yeah.
So you had the mob and the CIA completely pissed off at JFK.
Those are two people you don't want pissed off at you. Something's going to happen bad.
So, Jerry, did the family ever talk about the JFK assassination?
Well, my Uncle Sonny asked my Uncle Paulie, who would have known, one time. He asked him, you know, he told me, so he asked him, hey, Paulie, what happened to JFK? How'd they do it? And he answered him in two words, don't ask.
Don't ask.
That was the last time he ever asked. Because when he'd tell you that, you know, you wouldn't ask. Because he would tell different things. Of course, he told him about Hoffa and stuff, which you'll get into later.
Yeah.
And how that was orchestrated. But JFK, he didn't want to talk about that. He said, don't ask, and he never asked again.
Well, I'm beginning to learn just from AJ's experience that don't ask means I've got the answer, but I'm not telling you.
Yeah, he's exactly right. He protected the family quite a bit. In fact, a lot of family members, even to this day, they still don't believe he was as powerful as he was. Some of them know, the real immediate family members, you know, the sons. But the other family, they when I first came out with this, they sent me emails. It's all a lot of bull. He is not. And they just don't know. He really protected the family. And if it's something he didn't want you to know, you wouldn't know. And that was it.
I just like that mobsters have email accounts. That makes me feel good. Actually, that feels nice and fuzzy. You can find somebody on Facebook. Actually, I'm not lying. There is a guy that became a rat and is on Facebook and contacts me. And these days,
and everybody knows.
Yeah, you know, it ain't Jerry. You know this. It ain't what it used to be. You could turn currently, let's say, and go back to living your life, spend a few years in another city, another state, change your nose, change your hair, but you come back and nobody goes after you. You don't hear about those stories that somebody got whacked 20 years after they ratted somebody. This new generation doesn't carry the same. I don't want to say hatred or tradition as the last one. It's just now they carry their own screenplays.